Should you aim to be mediocre? In today's episode, I'll be sharing a quote from The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson, where he argues for embracing and accepting mediocrity. I'll look at how this ties in with ego, embracing your role in the large interconnected universe, and much, much more. Welcome to the Book Basement Podcast, where I, Santi, talk about books 5 times a week. On Mondays, you can expect a longer interview, book review, or other book-related content. The rest of the weekdays, I share a book quote I found interesting and break down its meaning. Join me as we learn more about books, their meanings, and get some amazing reading recommendations along the way. Let's get right into today's episode. Hello and welcome to a book quote episode of the Book Basement Podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing a quote from the aforementioned The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. One of the best books I've read this year so far, and I thought I wasn't going to like it, but nevertheless, here I am talking about it. It was a great book, and I highly recommend that you check it out. It is going to be in the link in the description to the show notes of this episode. And the quote that we're going to be talking about today reads as follows. A lot of people are afraid to accept mediocrity because they believe that if they accept it, they'll never achieve anything, never improve, and that their life won't matter. This kind of thinking is dangerous. Once you accept that a life is worthwhile only if it is notable and great, you basically accept that most of the human population, including yourself, sucks and is worthless. This mindset can quickly turn dangerous to both yourself and others. There is an inclination to believe that we are different, unique, that we'll be the black swan of the world, taking it by surprise with our incredible innovations, thoughts, or character. Statistically, and I apologize for being direct, that's not going to happen, or at least, it's not probable. By definition, there have to be some mediocre people for others to stand out. If everyone is super, no one is, stated from The Incredibles. However, this statement shouldn't be misconstrued with me saying that you shouldn't set goals, be ambitious, and strive for steps above mediocrity, but rather accept that a mediocre life is not any less worthwhile than a traditionally successful one. In Ego is the Enemy, Ryan Holiday has a chapter dedicated to becoming aware of the whole. One of the quotes that stood out to me most from this chapter is from Neil deGrasse Tyson and reads, quote, "When I look up in the universe, I know I am small, but I also know I am big. I'm big because I'm connected to the universe and the universe is connected to me." End quote. As Holiday later adds, quote, "Realize how much came before you and how only wisps of it remain." End quote. No matter how materially successful or unsuccessful one is in their lifetime, they will have the same end. Like the great empires of Rome, Greece, and Spain, they all eventually came to an end. Embracing mediocrity doesn't equal letting go of ambitions and wishes, but observing how it's okay, how the role you play in the world is infinitely small, yet infinitely substantial. Think about this whole concept of mediocrity as you go about your day-to-day, and ask yourself if you're running away from facing it. Because there's a lot of us that tell ourselves that we'll be these great, monumental people, when in reality, it's probable that we won't. And thinking about that will just keep you grounded. And I hope you think about that today, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. Thank you for dedicating your time and listening to this episode. Remember, we also have a weekly newsletter, the Book Basement Bulletin. Sign up by going to the link in the show notes or by visiting thebookbasement.substack.com. Also in the show notes, a link to purchase the book I talked about in this episode. Be sure to leave us a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, as it helps us immensely. Finally, you can follow the podcast on Instagram at bookbasementpod. That is bookbasementPOD. Once again, thank you for stopping by, and I hope to see you soon.